Hare Krishna. Okay. Today we have a question from Swarup Ranjan Chatriya. He says, I'm a Christian male from Orissa. As per Christianity, there is no value of statue or images. I'm trying to search the real God. As per you, who is the real God and why? Can you confirm? Please try to help me because I don't want to waste my time. Believe a damn thing. Okay, interesting question. Interesting why he says, I'm a Christian and I'm searching for God. And if he's a Christian, then isn't it very clear according to Christian theology why he's a God? So he may be born a Christian, but obviously his Swarup doesn't accept the version of the Bible. And I think that he has some misunderstandings about Christianity. He says in Christianity there is no value of statue or images. Now, I don't have that same experience. In Catholicism, they have statues, or I'd rather use the word deities, Mary and Jesus Christ on an altar. Very often it's on a central altar, the temple. They offer candles to it, incense, pray to it, before it, or kneel to it. It may be somewhat different than the type of the detail of the worship and what goes on in our Hare Krishna temples, but in principle, very, very similar. So they're worshipping the three-dimensional deity forms, and even in Protestant churches and worship, every good Christian will have a picture, at least one, if not many, of Jesus Christ in their homes. Why? At least they will accept that the picture of Jesus Christ represents Jesus Christ. If not, if they won't accept that it's not different from him, at least they'll accept that they represent him. So they do worship. Of course, in Krishna consciousness, we're very much accepting the form of the Lord as being non-different than the Lord, and therefore we worship the deity of the Lord, even the picture of the Lord, as being non-different than him. So if my opinion, or at least my understanding, has any value on that basis, please, Swarup, because he's asking someone who's very much into worshiping the form of the Lord, then the answer, who is God? God is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Supreme Person, and he has a transcendental form, and his name is Krishna, and he lives in Vaikuntha. What is our proof? Our proof is the same proof that will be given by any religion, and actually anyone who's trying to prove anything will say the same thing. One is, it's the statement of Shastra, the statement of Scripture, the statement of self-realized souls, and the personal experience of practitioners, namely, in this case, myself. So, one starts with having faith in the Lord, and one comes to, by His grace, ultimately, one comes to realizing His nature. Someone may want that God should reveal Himself first, and then later they'll have faith in Him. That may be your way, but it's not God's way. And ultimately, the whole idea of religion and understanding God is to understand what His way is. So His way is that we have faith in Him on the basis of authority, and we surrender to Him, and then He'll reveal Himself to us. And this is not simply the method of every religion, but it's also the method of any educational or teaching process. How do I know the truth of, I don't know, astrophysics? I look what's in the books, and I surrender to the teachers, I perform experiments, and then in principle I see the result, and therefore I'm convinced that it's true. But in the beginning, you go to school and you have faith. You have faith in what they tell you. So, and same for everything else. Politician says that they're going to do this and this and this for us. How do you know? You have faith. And you invest your faith in them, and then you find out, well, generally you find out that they're not going to do that and that and that for you. But still, even the empirical world, the materialistic world, everything also starts off in the same way, same system of confirmation. So, a recommendation to Swarup Ranjan. He's very fortunate. He lives in Orissa. Lord Jagannath is there in Puri. He should go to Puri. He should meet Vaishnavas. He should learn to chant Hare Krishna, worship the form of the Lord, and he'll come to understand who God is, if he is really open. And that's what he says. He doesn't want to waste his time. Hare Krishna. All the best.